It is January 4th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday, I experimented with ChatGPT to write a couple of entries on MarketsWiki. The wiki entries I wrote were on Dean Witter Reynolds, Smart Contracts, and the Woolen Exchange, London. All the entries were short and were what would be called stub entries in the wiki. More work is required to tell the story of these subjects. The Dean Witter Reynolds piece was pretty straightforward and accurate, as there is plenty of historical information about the firm. The Smart Contracts piece was also well done, though I need to double check on a couple of claims yet. When I asked for it to write about the Woolen Exchange, it gave me an article about the Woolen Exchange in Belgium from the 12th and 13th centuries. When I asked it today to write about the exchange, it wrote about the Woolen Exchange in Leeds, England in the 19th century. When I asked it to write about the Woolen Exchange in London, it wrote one about the one in London. When I asked it to write an article about John J. Lothian, it said I attended the University of Illinois. Yikes! It also said I was a good student. It said I was from a family of four offspring. I have two brothers, so it is a family of three offspring. It also said I died in 2020. I believe I'm still alive and kicking. Thus, the tool is useful but needs some human intervention to double-check the facts. The writing itself was graceful. I think for subjects with lots of data to pull from, the accuracy will be very tolerable. For more obscure topics, maybe not so much. We will continue to monitor this tool, as I think it has great potential, and that potential includes the potential to change the world. This is a controversial subject even within JLN. Some here did not want me to even mention this, while others commented on friends who left advertising jobs because of the impending impact from AI. The question is, how will AI impact all of our businesses? I am as interested in that as anyone on the subject, as I don't want to get run over by a freight train. The Guardian has an opinion piece about American chocolate, and to say the least, it is not very favorable. The headline is, "Why is American chocolate so disgusting?" You really don't want to know. The sub-headline is, "It tastes like sawdust that's been drowned in sugar and soaked in baby vomit, and I finally discovered why." Evidently, American chocolate goes through a process that produces butyric acid, which is something found in vomit. And just for fun, too, The Guardian wants you to know that potato-shaped stones are better for skimming, say experts. Matt Levine of Bloomberg has an intriguing story about crypto manipulation titled, "Crypto Manipulation Has Consequences." He starts by giving an example of manipulating the nickel markets, but then shifts to the real story of the manipulation of mango markets and their MNGO tokens. It is a good read. The word of the day is Schadenfreude, which Bloomberg used in a story titled, "There Has Never Been a Better Time for Billionaire Schadenfreude." Welcome to the great comeuppance for Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and other titans. Enjoy it while you can. I thought with the end of 2022 we would be at the end of the list of book lists to read, but The Independent has come up with a story titled, "The Best Books to Read in 2023, From Prince Harry's Memoir to Zadie Smith's New Novel." Get ready to race through some thrilling books in 2023 with heavily anticipated memoirs and new releases from big-name novelists. Jesse Thompson picks some of the most exciting upcoming reads. Prothemium is hiring a director of business development in the U.S. Details are available with a link in today's newsletter. Richard Baker today takes the helm as CEO of Tokenovate, the company he founded in early 2022 with his friend and COO, Gerard Banaskovich. Baker is the former CEO of the ClearTrade Exchange, which was acquired by the European Energy Exchange AG in 2016. CME Group is looking to hire a marketing education manager in London. Details are available with the link in today's newsletter. Jennifer Trahant is starting a new position as Senior Director of Operations at CBOE Global Markets in Amsterdam. In case you missed it, yesterday we buried a story from Travel and Leisure near the bottom of the newsletter about the Boca Resort titled, "This Iconic South Florida Resort Just Got a Massive Transformation with 5 New Hotel Concepts and a $65 Million Pool Club." The club seems to have completed all of its construction and is ready to go from the looks of this story. OCC set a clearing record of 10.38 billion total contracts in 2022, the clearing organization announced today, with an average daily volume of 41.3 million contracts. Compared to 2021, OCC had a 4.5% increase in total contracts cleared. Some of the highlights were December ETF options cleared contract volume was up 33.5% year over year. Annual ETF options cleared volume was up 48.7%. December index options cleared volume was up 34.1% year over year. Annual index options cleared contract volume was up 43.3%. Stock loan transaction volume was up 8.6% year over year, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg, the headline, "Crypto crash makes blockchain a dirty word." The stock market's dalliance with cryptocurrency world has been a mess. The crypto collapse has made blockchain a dirty word. Bitcoin miner Riot Blockchain Inc., once the poster child for rebranding designed to capture the investment zeitgeist, now wants to be known as Riot Platforms after a near 90% share fall in 2022. It's a symbolic moment that attests to the B-word shift to curse from blessing on the stock market, where investors have fallen prey to misguided euphoria and the failure to deliver viable business models. And if there's one safe bet in 2023, it's that Riot won't be the last firm to change tack. My comment. Just wash your mouth out with soap after you mutter the word blockchain, and you'll be all fine with the world again. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Here's the headline. Want to succeed on Wall Street? Learn poker, not economics. A new study from the Federal Reserve finds that among professional investors, neither intelligence nor other personality traits and cognitive skills matter much. Perhaps the most famous trading experiment ever conducted was when commodity trader Richard Dennis bet his partner William Eckert in 1983 that he could train a group of amateurs dubbed the Turtles to be successful traders. The bet was to be settled by giving the Turtles real money to trade. In the end, the Turtles compiled an impressive record, handing Dennis the win. Although the experiment settled the issue in popular imagination, it lacked the transparency, controls, and statistical rigor demanded by academics. So ever since, researchers have strived to understand trading success through various studies, efforts that have not escaped notice of firms that are in the business of trading financial assets. My comment. Why do I think Jennifer Just of Peak Six was the inspiration for this article? Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. How McDonald's won Russia and then lost it all. For 30 years, the fast food icon turned meat, bread, and potatoes into a display of capitalism that changed the way the country did business. Then Putin invaded Ukraine. Not long ago, McDonald's flagship restaurant in Moscow completed a truly ill-timed remodeling. a powerful brand symbol and tourist draw, Russia's first location, and for many years the world's busiest, the store opened at busy Pushkin Square in 1990, when the plaza was still Soviet. Then the flagship stayed resolutely Golden Archie for decades until the company announced in 2020 that it would be modernized to commemorate its 30th anniversary. My comment, the Big Mac flop, Russian style. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. Madoff, the monster of Wall Street, review. Ponzi scheme of a sociopath. Extensive interviews and dreamlike reenactment combined to tell the story of the $65 billion Bernie Madoff scandal in Joe Berlinger's captivating four-part documentary on Netflix. The subject of director Joe Berlinger's captivating, penetrating four-part Madoff, the monster of Wall Street, is described by one of its kinder voices as a financial sociopath. Later, someone just comes right out and calls him a serial killer, all of which may help explain our persistent obsession with the man who perpetrated the largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history. After so many productions, dramatic and documentary, shouldn't we be tired of Bernie Madoff? One might as well ask if we're tired of Charles Manson or Jack the Ripper. My comment, the headline has me too scared to watch this. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Michael Penick's post on LinkedIn announcing his retirement after 31 years as an economist at the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Second was how Sam Bankman-Fried negotiated his way out of jail from the New York Times. Third was rookie traders are calling it quits and their families are thrilled from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Our top story is from Bloomberg. The headline, hedge fund debuts in biggest launch led by a woman. Sergo Cap partners to wager on how tech enhances productivity. As much as 25% of its assets can be invested in private firms. Mala Ganakar's Sergo Cap partners started trading Tuesday with $1.8 billion under management, the largest debut of a woman-led hedge fund in the industry's history. Sergo Cap will use data science to invest around the theme of how technology can enhance other sectors such as financials, industrials, healthcare, and enterprise data, according to people familiar with the matter. The firm with about 20 employees will bet on and against stocks and can invest as much as a quarter of its assets in private companies, the people said. The next story is from the Financial Times. Happy birthday to a giant Ponzi scheme from Bitcoin's accidental co-creator. No, not Satoshi. It's 14 years exactly since the launch of Bitcoin, and one big mystery remains unanswered. Why is the front page headline of a UK newspaper from Saturday, January 3rd, 2009, baked into the code of the first Bitcoin block? January 3rd has become Independence Day among those who fear centralization with the Genesis block their digital liberty belt. Hiding a bank bailout reference in Bitcoin's foundation stone was more than a timestamp or lorem ipsum, they reason. It was Satoshi Nakamoto's way of telling the world that crypto meant freedom. No more reckless government intervention in monetary policy. No more debasement of fiat to save private enterprises, etc. Here's another story, this one for Fortune. Cameron Winklevoss gives crypto baron Barry Silbert 1 week to come up with $1 billion solution to make his Gemini customers whole. Cameron Winklevoss, co-founder of digital token exchange Gemini, has issued Barry Silbert a one-week ultimatum to cough up nearly $1 billion. The crypto baron behind unlisted digital currency group, owner of entities from Bitcoin ETF fund manager Grayscale to news site CoinDesk, must find a solution to make Gemini users whole, and he has until January 8th to do so. thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.